I've wanted to talk to this guy for many, many years. The great Dave Barry, who was in the studio with us not too long ago, will be back in town on Monday as part of the Copperfields Books series, author series. He'll be at the Montgomery Village Copperfields. But tomorrow night at the Central Library, Copperfields is presenting one of my favorite authors of all time. I have read all but one of his books, and I plan to spend time this weekend not watching movies or looking at my phone, and I'm going to read the new one, Razor Girl. I can't wait. He is the author of 13 pre-sellers: Bad Monkey, Star Island, Nature Girl, Skinny Dip, one of my favorites, Sick Puppy, oh, I love that one, Basket Case, I think was one of the first Carl Hiaasen books I read, but just a huge fan, and it's an honor to have him on the show. Carl Hiaasen, how are you, sir?
Hey, Steve, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. As I said, I'm just a huge fan. Give us some of the background before we get into talking about the new book, but you're still doing a Sunday column for the Miami Herald, right?
Yeah, I've still got sort of one toe in the newspaper business. I've been there a long time. It's hard to give it up, and so I get a fair amount of material for the books just coming in off the transoms in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, the punchline state, as Dave would say.
It really has become one of the punchline states, there's no question. Yeah, born and raised in South Florida, right? And you were just a kid when you first started at the Miami Herald.
Yeah, I was. I started in, well, I don't tell you when it was. I'll tell you, in 76 I started.
Wow.
And so I kind of grew up in the newsroom, and it does get in your blood a little bit, what's left of the newsrooms in this country, sadly. But you know, it's so that I do the one column week for the Herald, and the rest of the time I work on these disturbing novels.
They're just delightfully, wonderfully disturbing, and it's right in my wheelhouse, which is why I'm one of your biggest fans. But
Thank you so much. It's
true, man. The characters are so amazing, and I don't know how you come up with the... It just blows me away. Skink was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's the old ex-governor of Florida. He pops in and out of several of the novels. He's one of my favorites, too, and certain scenarios call for him to show up, and then I give him a rest for a while. But I get a lot of mail about that one, and especially with the state of politics being what they are in Florida and the rest of the country right now. But he's one of my favorites. Characters I start with a list of characters, and I don't start with a plot, and then the plot sort of happens because of the characters.
Wow.
It's sort of the reverse way that a lot of writers do it, I think, but it's fun for me.
What was your childhood like? I mean, you know, how did these, how did all this come to be that you can think up these amazing stories?
You want a psychiatric explanation?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was a pretty normal child. I mean, I grew up on the edge of the Everglades down west of Fort Lauderdale, and I mean, I spent all my time outdoors and, you know, fishing and catching snakes and all the things that kids do when they're young, and so all that was a special place to me, and then a lot of it disappeared under concrete when I was right before my eyes. So I guess I got a little pissed off, and I just, as early as I can remember, I was so angry about seeing some of these beautiful places wrecked that I think that fuels a lot of humor, and I think Dave will tell you this too. A lot of humor, especially satire, comes from sort of a deep seat of anger or outrage over something, and the humor becomes your not only your therapy, but your weapon.
Yeah. I could see that as therapy, but also as a weapon. That's well put. Well, these books are amazing, and I know I've been hearing from a lot of people since we made the announcement earlier in the week that you were going to be with us today, so there's a lot of folks listening and very excited. And about the new book, Razor Girl. like I said, Copperfields dropped it off yesterday, so I'm going to start tonight, and I can't wait. Give us a little rundown on Razor Girl.
Well, this is the first time, Steve, I've ever taken a protagonist from the previous novel and put them in this consecutive novel. In this case, it's a guy named Andrew Yancey, who was in Bad Monkey.
Right.
And I ended up liking him enough that I kind of felt sorry for where I left him at the end of Bad Monkey. You know, he's a cop who... ex-cop who got busted down to the Roach Patrol, restaurant inspectors, and he's trying to do the honorable job at the same time fighting to get his real badge back, and I sort of left him in that same unsavory position, and I just thought he was interesting to me, so I thought I would continue with him. I'd never done it before, so it's kind of experimental, but I had fun. I haven't grown tired of him, and he gets in enough trouble that it keeps me amused too.
Yeah, and everyone else when they read it. I love your names that you always come up with. We mentioned Skink, but Lane Coolman.
Yeah.
And Buck Nance and Blister, a street psycho known as Blister. These are all in the new book. And the plot itself is, it's another South Florida-based novel, right?
Right. It starts out with a very unusual car accident that was based on something that really happened down in the Keys. And then I sort of took that idea and ran with it, and it becomes not an accident at all, but an intentional crash, and they grab Lane Coolman is a Hollywood agent who represents this redneck reality TV, and I can say redneck, I'm from South Florida, but I mean a redneck reality TV star named Buck Nance, who's gotten in some trouble and down in Key West Dynasty, but they couldn't find enough authentic rednecks, so they had to hire a bunch of brothernecks for the reality show. So that's Buck. He's not really a redneck, but he now thinks he's one.
And the Detective Yancey, and I'm just looking at the liner notes here. As you mentioned, he got busted down to the Roach Patrol. Has been with a duster.
That was in Bad Monkey. He was trying to do something chivalrous. He thought she was being hurt by her then husband, and he had the only tool he had handy was a dustbuster. But it was a somewhat proctological aspect to the assault, and so
of course
Yancey got into trouble, and that led to his ending up on restaurant inspection detail. In Florida, all the restaurant inspections are posted online, the results of them. They can be harrowing. I don't recommend anybody who's going to Florida necessarily to read them, but that's the sort of research I did to discover what these people who do that very difficult job have to put up with.
Also, the title character, Razor Girl, it says,
she's
named for her eye-popping twist on an otherwise unexciting scam. I cannot...
She actually turns out to be one of my... She sort of takes control and runs with the novel for a while, and it's always fun for a writer when that happens, when characters surprise you and you sort of end up falling for them. I really liked her, too. So I had fun writing it. I hope people...
I'm sure we will. The great Carl Hiaasen will be in town tomorrow at the main library downtown beginning at 7. It is brought to you by Copperfields Books and the Sonoma County Library, and some of the proceeds will go to help fund the Sonoma County Libraries. And they're going to have a pop-up bookstore set up at the event where you can buy a copy of Razor Girl as well as most of other Carl's books. And... you're going to talk, and then there'll be obviously a Q&A period and book signing.
Yeah, that's the fun part is the Q&A, I don't do much. I don't read a lot from the books. I just generally talk about where they got started and the characters, and tell some true life stories from Florida, and then we'll have a Q&A, and it'll be great. It's a great store and a great locale. For me, it's always fun to come to California.
Yeah, well, and Dave Barry following you on Monday, that's going to be cool, too.
Yeah, it's like an overdose. I apologize in advance. Poor Californians, they got to listen to Florida stories for two. We got plenty of them, though, and this election year, you know, it's just, it's even more spectacular if you write satire for a living.
Exactly. The wonderful Carl Hiaasen. The new book is Razor Girl, available everywhere, but better yet, help support the county libraries and go tomorrow night. Doors open at 6. The event starts at 7. First come, first sit, general admission. You can go to events at copperbook.com and make sure you go to carlhiaasen.com and get a copy of Razor Girl. And I'll review it and talk about it a little more Monday or Tuesday when I finish it, because that's about all I have planned for the weekend is to read Razor Girl. So,
well, I sure hope you like it. It's pretty twisted. I think it's right up your alley.
Exactly. Actually, I'll see you tomorrow night, Carl. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Thank you.
All right. Carl Hiaasen tomorrow night. Thanks, Carl.
All right. See you guys then.
Bye-bye. Okay. Take care.